Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Shelby Lynn is in the house, or the World Cafe studios to be exact, along with a room full of fans. It has been over a decade since Shelby won that Best New Artist Grammy for her sixth album, I Am Shelby Lynn. She recently released Revelation Road, which has been called her most personal album yet. For it, she wrote, produced, and played everything on the record. We will talk in a moment, but first, here's a performance of the title track, Shelby Lynn with Revelation Road.
Thought they had it on me, but the truth it lay upon me, like the Mississippi River runs deep around the coast. I don't know what happened, I was acting on my passion, wearing latest fashion, I wandered in the cold. Then it came upon me in a midnight dream, as honey offers gold. As a gambler I can't hide my debts, as a sinner as a soul. Pardon me if I forget what I've already been told. You can't hold that against me, man, I'm on Revelation Road. Fire and brimstone pave the way, fold hands together every day. Nothing left to do but pray and put your head in the sand. The sinners and the preachers at each other's throats. Which one is the bad news man? Which one clatters most? Screaming turns to salt and dust. Volume is not heard. Bible beaters, rest your fist. Haters, rest your ire. You're both too young to know you're mute, unconscious to the choir. But I can't hold that against you, man, you're on Revelation Road. Grab your little passbooks, a ticket gets you in. One Hail Mary does a trick, forgive of all your sins. And when the show is over, you're where we started from, collecting all the bobs you threw, piled up to be disposed. Judgment comes and never tires, forgotten is the code. Doing unto others is a farce, a laugh, a joke. Remember when the black veil falls, we all stand alone. Bare feet on the gravel, man, we're on Revelation Road. Revelation Road.
That is the title track of Revelation Road, which is Shelby Lynn's new album, which is being called her most personal one yet, and maybe that has something to do with how it's made, but I think it has a lot to do with the songs. I want to ask, because when I looked at the cover and I saw Revelation Road, I said, wow, is this a gospel album? You know, did you go to church a bunch as a kid or not?
Not too much. Mom and Daddy were raised in the church, but they didn't really enforce it on us.
So, you know, when that happens, nobody goes.
Well, I mean, it wasn't taboo or anything. Right. It was just, we went, you know, we went enough to know that, you know, I mean, I think it's kind of maybe a Southern thing, but, you know, it just kind of goes along with being a Southerner, but we went enough to get enough religion.
Right, right, right. And often when I talk to people about that, it's because they started singing in the church. But it sounds, from everything I've read about you, that you started singing in the car.
Right. I didn't sing in church. I mean, it just, you know, we really, and nothing more than like a congregational singing. We weren't in choirs or anything like that.
No. Right.
You know, but you know what? I have to say, I love gospel music. I think I'm naturally influenced by gospel, you know, like great, great old gospel music, but I'm not so sure if that comes from church singing or old Delta blues singing, listening to Bessie Smith and Jimmy Rogers, which kind of has a gospel leaning. And I really love that passionate spiritual feel.
Yeah, and then, of course, listening to anything produced in Alabama or anywhere in soul music in the 60s and 70s has mm-hmm. got the church in it somewhere.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think that it's, you know, I find lyrically the Bible reference is really poetic. And I've only noticed after 12 years of really writing, I use a lot of biblical references, and it's not on purpose. It just seems, it's like poetic to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, revelation. Revelation's a great word, too, and it means a lot, and it really flows really well with that. Well, the reason why I wanted to talk about singing with your mom and your sister is that there's a song on here that has you all picking out parts on a mm-hmm. on a Bob Wills tune.
I'll do it for you.
Can you do that one?
Absolutely.
This is a really nice song about, yeah. about growing up.
Well, you know, as well, I learned to sing, you know. It's like we didn't have anything else to do while driving in the car, but, you know, how lucky is that? We sang three-part harmony.
Wow. So you do that one?
Old Impala, 17 degrees, South Alabama. Mama needs money and we're late for school, picking out the parts on a Bob Wills tune. I got a scrambled egg sandwich and a Folgers can. Daddy says he'll never work for the man, but I'll hold your head, I'll ease your mind, I'll sing you a lullaby, sit here by the fire. Tomorrow's Sunday, come and rest your soul. There may be your good book, stories all been told, and I'll hold your head. Sin, he shouldn't be driving in the shape he's in. Now I see cold water in the Santa Boga. I hear a Ford pickup on the old dirt road. Mammy's down a hill hurling peas in a pan. Dandy's down a bucket and a hoe in his hand. And I'll hold you here, I'll ease your mind, I'll sing you a lullaby, sit here by the fire. Tomorrow's Sunday, come and rest your soul. Let me be your good book, stories all been told, and I'll hold your head. And all this hurting, 'cause I'll hold your head, I'll ease your mind, I'll sing you a lullaby, sit here by the fire. Tomorrow's Sunday, come and rest your soul. Let me be your good book, the story's all been told. I'll hold your head.
Ooh. Another one of the new ones from Shelby Lynn, our guest today. That's I'll Hold Your Head. You got to hear the version on the record because you do that little counter melody thing with it. Is that the one that begins with the wind chimes too?
Yeah.
So how did you decide to do that?
You know what? I didn't have any plans when I was making this record because I just had a good time, really. I was, I don't play anything really, really well, but I like to fool around and play a little bit of everything just because there was nobody around but me. And it was, I didn't expect anybody to think it was some kind of virtuoso brilliance. So it's just me having a good time. I just, when it felt right and sounded pretty close to on key, I let it be.
Now, you grew up singing. You went to Nashville as a singer. Mm-hmm. When did you decide that you were going to be a writer, too? How do you make that transition? That's not necessarily easy.
Well, yeah, when I went to Nashville and as an 18-year-old, I didn't have any interest. I didn't know it was in me. I never even fooled around with it, you know. I just wanted to sing and be a big star.
Yeah.
So the 10 years I spent in Nashville, the 5 albums I made there, you know, I started kind of getting the idea that, I get it. That's how they make a living in this business. And then, you know, on the artistic side of it, I was being led by my heart to get more fulfilled out of what I wanted to say instead of, you know, I love other people's songs, you know, I love interpreting a great song, but when you write it by yourself, you're kind of on your own. So I figured I had some things to say, and I wanted to say them.
My understanding is you took a couple of years off before I Am Shelby Lynn came out, and that had some amazing songs on it. And was that a pretty fertile time in terms of the writing?
Yeah, because that's when I had already made the decision to leave Nashville and leave it in an artistic way. You know, leave it sounds so kind of like a divorce, but it was more about I couldn't do what I needed to do there. And I was seeking out other individuals who were interested in co-writing and, you know, because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was just going on my heart. I didn't really know how to craft a song. I don't know that I still do. But, you know, crafting and, you know, there's a million ways to skin a cat, I guess. But I just figure if it feels right, do it.
Well, it's funny, that song you did has such a kind of cool contrast between the verses and the chorus. They're like, come from different places, but they work really well together. And then there was something I was thinking about, this song called Lead Me Love, mm-hmm. which is just like,
yeah,
it's like a perfect version of this kind of a song. A lot of people have pointed to this one. Did you like it when you came up with it?
You know, it's one of those songs I was just fooling around with. I thought the tune was pretty. I pretty much had the record made before I decided to record it. And, you know, I was fooling around. I thought, well, it's kind of jazzy. I don't know if it fits on the record. So I recorded it, played the little samba drummy thing, and had fun. You know, I found that making this record, as soon as I got lost in doing it and forgot about making records and oh, does it fit and all that, you know, it doesn't matter if it fits, if it turns out to be something that people feel good hearing, you know.
People respond to, yeah.
Yeah.
So, leave.
Sure. I'll be courageous this time, won't turn to stone. I'll find a deeper love than you had known. I'll trust my heart to pound when love is the only sound. Lead me, love. Lost as a vessel adrift, like losing a friend. I'll brave the ocean's tide again and again. I won't let my fear decide, my compass right by my side. Lead me, love. Shows its face, then we'll be one. Oh, well, the message is clear, only when you appear. Lead me, love. Ooh, lead me, love.
Kind of song, timeless.
Oh, thank you. Good I one. Call it fun and a love song. Can't get enough love songs.
That's true. Shelby Lynn is our guest, and I've been sort of naming tunes here. Why don't you pick another one from this new one?
Oh, shoot. Okay. Let's see. I'll do Heaven's Only Days. Is that good?
Sounds good to me.
There will come a day when they gather and stand around, revel in the glory and my body in the ground. There will be disciples and a shroud that covers me. Has been set free. Can't have a son, gotta kill her. Heaven's only days down the road. A liquor store down on the county line. Don't want all the land, but what's next to mine? Heaven's only days down the road. so is my soul. Heaven's only days down the road. I look at my fate in the paper now. I wanna put her back, but I don't know how. Heaven's only days down the road. Nobody wants me down here no more. Look at what I did to make them hate me for, yeah. Can't blame the whiskey on my mammy's ways. Two little girls are better off this way, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh. Oh, heaven's only day.
Shelby Lynn, our guest today. That's Heaven's Only Days Down the Road. And Shelby, that's really the first time you've ever really told the story of your parents. If people don't know, Shelby's father, 5 o'clock in the morning, murdered her mother and then committed suicide. And that's sort of a story that's been hanging over you and your career all these years. And that has got to be a story that you must have been thinking about how to write that song for a while.
Well, I don't know that I do anything for a long time, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's like do it and get it done and move on. I don't know. I thought a lot about my family a lot making this record. And, you know, I've made such peace in my soul with all of it, everything, you know, from my childhood, which I love and adore, that I've learned to really, really appreciate, and my parents as well, and that includes my daddy. So the song is, I tried to write, I don't know why, it wasn't a plan, you know, it just kind of happened to, I had the hook. Mm-hmm. Heaven's Only Days Down the Road, I didn't know that I was, if I was writing it about me or, but I turned it into a song about what daddy would say as he's in heaven, about the regrets he has, or if he has any, or whatever. Mm. So it's kind of weird to think about doing anything like that anyway, but I kind of used a voice that he might have shared up there.
And he talks about the two little girls being better off. Is that something you think he would have thought?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's no way to know what a dead man's thinking.
Well, yeah.
I mean, so you have to just kind of act it out in your brain, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about writing songs. You just kind of have a little play.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little play in your head, and that's what I do anyway. I just play all the characters.
And real life becomes art once you've written it.
Well, hopefully. I mean, that's the goal.
Yeah. So, good song.
Thank you.
Shelby Lynn is our guest, and want me to do one more? Finish up?
Sure. Let's see, Do the Thief.
Oh, great. Now, you've been doing these shows just like today, solo shows,
yeah.
And maybe a couple more guitars, but pretty much this way. How's that been?
Good. I love it. I mean, I don't have anybody to get mad at. But me. You're on the other side of the room, and even with the fire burning strong, it's chilly when I think about us living all alone. If I thought a million bucks could make make you want to just stand up and walk into my love like before. I'd rob a rich man's diamond mine and make you be my valentine. Say the word and I'll become a thief. Voice in the wind sings through the trees. Reminds me of the nights together, you and me. As we sit parted, listen to the song. I think of you and hope you'll want me once again. If I thought a million bucks could make you want to just stand up and walk into my love like before, I'd rob a rich man's diamond mine and make you be my valentine. Say the word and I'll become a thief.
Shelby Lynn, thank you so much for being here, and congrats on Revelation Road.
Thank you very much.
We shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.